If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory be to you, Lord.
Jesus again, in reply, spoke to the chief priests and elders of the people in parable, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time, he sent out other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fatted cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops to destroy these murderers and burn their city. Then the king said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, good and bad alike, and the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. He said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you came here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth.' Many are invited, but few are chosen." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Imagine if you were throwing a party, especially if it was a child's party, and here it is, time for the party. You look at your watch, and you kind of look outside, and you don't see anybody. In today's day, we'd get on our cell phones, and we'd start calling people and say, "You were invited to the party. You said you were going to be here." And they would say, something came up. I'm busy. Football's on, baseball's on, some other sporting event. I don't have time for that." In today's gospel, Jesus says, those people were invited, but they elected not to come. In our baptisms, we are invited to come, and so we are here. We're here today to hear the word of God, to pray together as a community, to celebrate God's presence in our lives. As we go forth today, let us remember that all are invited to come here to be present and to celebrate.